Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce the release of my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. If you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level in 2021, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD. All right, all you positive heads, welcome back to another episode. It's a magical Monday here in the studio as I record. So happy to get the opportunity, the privilege to connect with you all again, to answer some questions from listeners, to read some reviews from listeners. Yeah, you guys are shaping the shows oftentimes with your feedback and connection. And I love that. I love being able to co-create this collective healing with you guys. And of course, I always say I'm doing this first and foremost for myself. There are no selfless acts, right? I need this as much as you guys need it. We all need it. And the fact that you're connecting and helping me is so beautiful and so appreciated. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Love you all. And yeah, let's see. Moving into today's topics. Before we get into that, I'd like to read a couple of reviews on iTunes. You guys know I love my reviews on iTunes. They help to fuel my fire and keep me keeping on with this labor of love, and helps us to reach new people as well. So, you know, you're helping me, you're helping others. It's a good thing. So if you haven't reviewed on iTunes, please do so. This first review here is by Carlita8. And Carlita8 said, the best one. Hi, my friend. I'm Carla from Puerto Rico. And I have to say that you make my days more bright and more stressless. Because of you, I'm on my path to know who I am and what I really want. So keep doing it. I really appreciate what you're doing and talking about or telling in your podcast. Oh, thank you, Carlita. And what I would say is I'm not doing it. You're doing it. I'm just playing a role. You're the one who is choosing to tune in to this vibrational offering, if you will. Right. I'm putting this out to the world and you are resonating and connecting and choosing to elevate your vibration. Right. By making the choice, going down the path. You said because of you, I'm on my path. It's your path. Right. And I'm honored to play a role in it, but you keep on doing what you're doing. I'll keep on doing what I'm doing, and together the world will be just a little bit of a better place, right? Thank you for taking the time, Carlita. Next one by Melissa Mountain Girl. Melissa said, my church. This one's a little bit longer. I've been listening to the podcast for about 3 months now. My mother and I were turned on to them during a yoga retreat in Guatemala, where we did not only yoga, but some deep soul work. A young lady, the youngest in our group, astounded everyone with her aura of balance, peace, and kindness. Who expects this kind of thing from a 19-year-old? Not me, 30 years her senior. Not my mother, 50 years her senior. But we recognized her positive energy and started listening to the podcast. About a month into listening to The Positive Head, I heard Brandon read a review from this young lady's mother. So not only had she turned us on, but also her mother. I can't imagine how many other people she is leading towards The Positive Head podcast. Her name is Isabella. Cautious by nature, I wasn't ready to jump in whole hog. I like that expression. But I listened to the podcast and came to trust and respect the podcaster, Brandon. He does not preach, does not say he has the answer, does not judge. Brandon brings an open heart and mind to his interviews, questions, and pondering. There is no air of superiority or talking down to anyone. I love that Brandon is not telling me what to think, feel, or believe other than to trust the universe. I love that I come away from each podcast with questions and ponderings of my own. I love that I'm being introduced to so many interesting people and concepts. I love that I can choose from Brandon's podcast as I would a spiritual buffet, taking what I'm hungry for and leaving what doesn't appeal to me. I love that these podcasts have become my quote-unquote church, where I can expand my mind and consciousness and feel the connection to the divine source. Here in the South, we have a lot of devout Christians who attend church at least twice a week. I understand why now. Meeting often in the week is necessary to keep the connection with source. We humans get distracted and off task so easily. The Positive Head podcast helped me stay focused on my spirituality and my winding path. How easy it would be to get lost. In addition to that, the Facebook group is an amazing group of loving, kind, positive people. Talk about Facebook being used to spread light instead of darkness. Thank you, Brandon, and thank you to all the P-heads who make this community rich and full. Keep on keeping on. Aw, thank you, Melissa Mountain Girl. What an amazing thing, you know, Guatemala, huh? You know, you're talking about this girl, young woman who, you know, kind of blew you away with her energy. And that's the thing is souls, we're all eternal beings. And so you can have a 9-year-old that will blow you away. You know, I think of my own son when he was like 3, 4, 5, people would trip out on this little guy because he was just so, you know, he'd be talking to you and he'd be like, "Hello, my name is Bradley. It's so pleasant to meet you." And he's like 4 years old and people are like, "What? Who is this? What is this little guy?" And, you know, I definitely get the feeling he's a very old soul. I've actually been told that in a reading once. You know, and when I say old soul, meaning he's experienced a lot in the physical dimension. And as a result, he's kind of like, "Oh, this is sort of, I'm a professional here. I've been through it. I've done a lot. I've seen a lot. I know this game." Whereas other souls are newer to this dimension, and maybe that's perhaps the reason they are having more struggle or more confusion with the experience, right? Because it can be a very trying experience for many. I love what you're saying, Melissa, you know, taking what suits you, you know, not taking, you know, just whatever you can sort of, choose from a buffet. There's certainly a lot of episodes now to choose from coming up on 500. And, thank you for taking the time to connect and review. And it definitely is. It's a daily conscious effort to maintain an elevated vibration. And so being able to tune in regularly, it is sort of having been raised in the South and went to church 3 times a week as a kid. I totally get it. I totally understand what you're saying here. And I think there's a lot of people who have had that experience who are now being exposed to something, you know, outside of that or sort of the next level, level up in their expanded understanding, where maybe organized religion is missing the mark. Then again, it's perfect in its own right as well. We're all on the path, and organized religion is a stop off for many, many souls, as this is a stop off for many souls, right? This understanding, this sort of perspective and empowering idea. And of course, there's a lot of crossover. I always say all Jesus was teaching was the exact same things I'm talking about day in and day out on this show. You know, I and the Father are one. He's basically saying I'm God. That's exactly what we're saying here. You're source. You're one with the Creator. We all are. He also, where I think they lost it a lot of times, is sort of putting that importance on this being is the only way to get to your source. Like there's some sort of barrier there. What else do you say? You know, with the faith of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. He's talking about, you know, creating your reality. It's all the same stuff. And there's a lot of it. That's just a few verses. But before I get down the religion rabbit hole, which I didn't really plan to go down, I will now shift my focus here a little bit. Thank you, Melissa, for reviewing. If you guys haven't reviewed on iTunes, please do so. Also, you can write in questions on the Facebook group or just join us on the Facebook group, which is Positive Heads with an S, which Melissa also referenced there. We'd love to see you in there, mixing it up, connecting, sharing, supporting one another, other people, meeting other P heads. Actually, some people are doing meetups and things, which is pretty cool. And we will be doing our own official meetup at some point. There's actually something brewing that may come up here shortly. So we'll see if it develops. Okay. This question actually came in, speaking of the Facebook group, from Michelle on the Facebook group. And she said, Good morning, P-Heads. The last posted episode was so good. I feel like, and I don't remember what episode, this was maybe posted a month ago. So she said, I feel like we don't talk enough about how we can't just wish away negative experiences and everything we desire will manifest. Maybe for some, but my journey has been a hell of a lot more brutal than that. I started listening to YouTube videos like Abraham Hicks and reading books like Think and Grow Rich, along with binaural beats meditations, visualizations, and things of that nature. It inspired me to do what I always wanted to do, become a business owner. Long story short, I naively forced myself into a ton of debt and ended up chasing a pipe dream with nothing more than good intentions. Needless to say, the foundation that was meant to keep me and my family afloat crumbled in a matter of months after I opened my storefront. My family, broken, broke, and sucked dry by my quote-unquote good intentions. It then continued to get worse. I was crippled with anxiety and became extremely paranoid. I have three generations of four square pastors. Oh, there's the church reference. On both sides of my family. So I definitely had the fear of God, or more importantly, the devil in me. Was I brainwashed by the teachings of sinister entities? Was everything I've been doing a lie? Was I fooled into this positive mindset, just ignore and dismiss reality? I have mental illness in my genes as well, and sometimes it's hard to decipher what's real and what's not. I snapped. I can only describe it as my mind broke. I was a shell, numb and cognitively disabled. Still, I had to go on. After that time, my business partner confessed his alcohol addiction, and within 2 days of my mental breakdown, I was left to single-handedly manage the entire store by myself for 6 weeks. I also had a six-year-old, a one-year-old baby, and a part-time job to pay our bills. My husband almost left me. He still resents the risks I've taken, the debt, the lack of a steady paycheck for following my dreams. I know this is the positive head page, and I hope I haven't triggered anything for anyone. However, there is a huge misconception of positive thinking, and when Osho spoke of blindly following as being dangerous, I finally felt someone in this genre of self-growth is being real about this. I don't always feel like I belong in the space when I feel so defeated by my hardships, but I also don't feel like I belong in lower vibrating energies as well. My point is, I feel like it's time to be honest. Put it all out there, even if it's just my story. Maybe this resonates with someone. Maybe this will save someone's life. I'm still living this. It's almost been a year since my breakdown, and I'm far from figuring out what it's all about. But I've had a few nudges that tell me just to put it out there. So here it is. If you can relate, or if you have any input, I would love to hear. Thank you all for being here in this safe place. Much love to you all. Michelle. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for sharing your story and, all the things that you've been through. And, you know, what this sort of brought up for me, and it, like I said, it's kind of funny that the church thing came up there again. I didn't really plan on that. But, it's a lot of people have had a lot of things put into them, right? That they've picked up, especially during the first 6 years of life is when so much is picked up. We spend most of our life sort of working through a lot of that stuff. And of course, the idea, the fear of God, the devil. I mean, I remember my little brother just one night couldn't even go to sleep. He was so scared of what the devil would do to him that he was taught in our church. And luckily he's more sensitive than I. For me anyway, that didn't, I never had quite that racked with fear that he experienced. I remember he's probably 12 years old or something. And, a lot of this stuff, it does, that can cripple you with anxiety. All those, what's happened here is she, Michelle went down this path. She started down this path, like maybe many of you are that are starting to listen to this broadcast. You're starting to listen to the show and you're starting to wake up to the ultimate nature of reality and the truth that you are literally the one that is co-creating it all. You just have amnesia the same way when you sleep at night and the bear's chasing you through the woods. You wake up and say, oh man, I really believed there was a bear and I was in the woods, but really I was laying here in my bed. Same thing, right? You have amnesia to where you came from before this incarnation. But the truth is, you're the one behind it all. This is your dream. And you're now waking up in the dream. And that can be extremely exciting and empowering. And, I think of a guy who the first negative review on iTunes I had not too long ago I read. And it was someone who, that's what I sensed, right? They were really excited about all the stuff. And then all of a sudden, it's like the drug wearing off at some point, right? Because what happens, the path isn't a straight, you know, this quote I read a while back, the path isn't a straight line, it's a spiral. You continually come back to things you thought you understood and see deeper truths. So what happens as you spiral through eternity and self-growth and deeper, richer levels of understanding. So, you know, it's sort of like, oh, here's the high. Like I'm waking up to this stuff. I'm getting all this expanded awareness and understanding, and I'm high on life and everything's so beautiful. And then here you come back to a lot of times what's happening is when you get to this point in your evolution, for those of you who are really new on this path, what I encourage you is to embrace all of it. And yes, you're probably very high on life as you start to understand and feel the truth of the things we're talking about on the show, and in feeling the empowered energy that flows through you as you start to understand you're not helpless, you're not cut off, but you are the one, you are the source, you have the ability to manifest it. All things, right? But what's going to happen is it's two step forward and one step back. So as now it's like, okay, now you understand this stuff theoretically, let's start taking out the garbage. Let's start clearing out the blockages. Let's see what's holding you back. You know, what is, you know, I think of to an old friend even who's recently back in my life. We grew up, Paul, we grew up together, you know, maybe 15 years ago when I first was really starting to wake into a lot of this stuff. I talked about it and he'd get real excited, very, very could be a person who can be manic at times. Definitely he's leveled out in recent years, thank goodness, but very high or very low. And he'd get really high on it. And then all of a sudden life would set in. A lot of the old blockages start coming up to be processed and worked through. And then, you know, he's like, oh man, I tried this spiritual stuff. It doesn't work. And I always laughed at that, you know, because it's sort of like this half-ass effort, right? And here we are 15 years later or whatever. And now he's really getting it. He's really applying it. And he's still applying it through the dark night of the soul, through the hardship. And that's what happens for a lot of you guys, and is going to happen for a lot of you guys. And I don't say it to scare you. Instead, you should embrace it and be brave to the fact that, hey, a lot of the things that have been pushed down deep, blockages, maybe fears that have been put there from childhood, whatever it is, as you sort of step out into claiming your power and learning how to wield, you're like a, you know, sort of, it's almost like a teenager. You think teenagers are so dangerous because they're like kids in adult bodies, right? You're like, you've got this fire hose and you've got this fire hose of power, but you can't really contain it yet. You don't quite know how to operate it. You're stepping in and out of your old self and your new self. And then all these old blockages, all these things are coming up that you need to work through. And what can happen is then it turns into, oh, this doesn't work. This is BS. My good intentions are, you know, you got to be careful to ground yourself. And what happened with Michelle here, as you can tell, she probably what I'm feeling is she got into this very excited state. You know, life is all roses and butterflies. Now that I understand what's going on, I can sort of put anything out there and manifest whatever I seek. And of course, you hear her story. It's not quite how it worked out. You have all kinds of blockages coming up instead of manifesting fully and experiencing this, you know, magical scenario that she wanted to manifest. It's like, oh, how about we give you something to work through all the fears that were put into, you know, into your younger self, right? Let's create a scenario to take the garbage out, so to speak. And so you got to understand that's sort of how this thing is going to work. You're going to have blockages. You're going to have things to work through. And whatever you do, you know, and some people may, you know, like that one reviewer, you know, they're going to say, oh, this is BS. How did I feel tricked. I feel tricked by Brandon. I feel tricked by the people who taught this stuff. It's all BS. And I can tell you guys, you know, it takes heart to work through this stuff. And when your blockages are coming up, that's actually the diamond in disguise, right? That lump of coal, it needs to be worked through so it can be transmuted into that diamond, into that, you know, for me personally, I've had all kinds of wild, you know, things on my own journey. You guys have heard my story of realizing I'm so empowered, I can manifest all the abundance I need, and then creating a business that, you know, is valued at, you know, at one point it was valued at $100 million, right? And then we got offered to be bought out for $30 million. And then that blew up. And, you know, I could have easily said, oh, this is BS. It didn't work. No, I just took that as one more thing to empower me on my next step to the next greatest and greatest version of myself. Your job becomes to take this story and spin it in a way that just keep on keeping on, keep on believing, keep digging deep, and know that you're going to experience some of this, you know, as they refer to it as dark night of the soul. And that's what happened here with this person. And that's why it's important to keep yourself grounded too. Don't just throw all caution to the wind, throw everything away. Oh, you know, life is magical. It's all roses, butterflies, and fairies, and I can quit my job and, you know, not really think my business plan through and not really, you know, become ungrounded. And that's a risk that a lot of people face when you start becoming, for me, it's one, you know, that I definitely have to keep myself grounded, because you can get lost in these higher dimensions, right? This more etheric sort of perspective. So remember, your idea is to ground things into your physical world. So keeping some temperance and, you know, level-headedness through your ascension and through your awakening process. Yes, you're going to have those extreme highs where you just feel euphoric, but love the lows that you're going to feel too, because those are what are really forming you and bringing you, so that it's not a cheap win, so to speak. It's like you're going to do the work. Like, your soul did not sign up for this, you know, this process, and it's all fairies and butterflies. It just isn't how it works. So I actually found a little clip. It's a very short clip on the OWN Oprah Winfrey Network YouTube page. It's a teacher, Michael Bernard Beckwith. Actually, I'd like to have him on the show sometime. So Erica, if you're listening, Michael Bernard Beckwith, Erica helps me get people on. Guys, you've heard her as a co-host. So that's the easiest way for me to tell her someone that I want to add on the show. Let's get him on, shall we? Let's manifest that one. But this is a couple minutes. The title of this is The Secret to Getting Through the Dark Night of the Soul. Take a listen.
What about this dark night of the soul you speak about? You know, everybody's heard that phrase, the dark night of the soul. There are people who have that dark night and kind of abide in that space, so they never really get past it. But the dark night of the soul is there for what?
The dark night of the soul is a couple of stages to it. The primary dark night of the soul is when you're losing your identification with your previous identity, but you don't yet have an identification with what's new emerging. You're in the dark.
That's good.
You don't know. You knew this is who you used to be.
Yeah.
But you're not that anymore. But who you're becoming, you're not that either. So it's dark. It's really, and sometimes it's excruciating. Sometimes it's a lot of fear, a lot of disconnect. And I tell people that when you're going through that, tell them to ask this question. If this experience were to last forever, what quality would have to emerge for me to have peace of mind?
Ooh.
So if you ask that question, and you say, oh, if this particular experience was going to last forever, I would need some strength, or I would need some peace. I would need a little bit more, you know, name whatever quality. And what happens is, when your attention starts focusing on that quality, rather than resisting the dark night, then the process is speeded up. And your identification,
you move through it faster.
Yeah, so he puts it here really, really in a very interesting light. He's like, look, as you're changing, you're constantly changing. This is a big turning point. A lot of you guys that are new on this path are at. Congratulations. You know, I want to compliment you, but you know, you're not your old self now. You're still kind of getting your sea legs. We're all getting our sea legs. You're not quite your new self. And so it can lead to some weird spaces at times where you're not sure. Am I losing my mind? Am I crazy? You know, and you got to be really careful not to ever let those moments turn into resentment and where you completely backtrack. Now, it is a spiral, so you may take you know, two steps forward, one step back. And if so, that's okay too. But if you can bring some balance to the whole thing, right? If you can understand this is sort of how it's going to go, then you can sort of be prepared. And it's not a surprise if hardships arise. It's like you're thinking, what? Here I am understanding that I'm the creator of my universe. And now all of a sudden my life is 10 times harder than it ever was. It's because you've chosen vibrationally to step into the next version of yourself. And in order to do that, we got to clear out the blockages many times that are from childhood or even beyond, right? Other lifetimes of energies that are holding you up in a sense that need to be cleared up. And now you actually have the perspective to work through them in a way that is productive, where you embrace them and love them and bring love and light to that experience instead of it destroying you, right? It was kind of like put on hold, in a sense, until you're ready for it. So if you could look at it from that way, it's going to really make that journey so much easier. I love how he put here, if this were to last forever, whatever you're going through, what quality would need to emerge to have peace of mind, right? And that's the thing, is you want to bring that peace of mind to whatever is happening. A master is someone who embraces whatever shows up because they know it's perfect to lead them to the next greatest and grandest version of themselves. If a hardship is showing up, it's not because this is all BS. It's because you've decided to move. You've decided to clear that stuff out. And so what he mentioned is, look, now you understand what quality would need to emerge to have peace of mind. You start focusing on that quality. Now, of course, law of attraction says you're going to attract things that vibrate, that are vibrational match to that quality, helps you to move through it, helps you to, you know, create what you want to see next. So this is a dance, guys. This is the art of living, and you're doing it. And I'm so proud of you just for being here, just for showing up. You are, you know, not only doing this for yourself, for your children, for your family, for the future of mankind, because the best way you can serve the planet is to and to help heal this planet is to help heal yourself and to be bold enough to go down this path that you have all chosen to go down. And for that, I would like to compliment your soul. I am so in love with you all and so appreciate you all. And this is Dan Kroll. He sings a song called Compliment Your Soul. Seems appropriate. Until next time, journey well.
Also, before we sign off, I wanted to remind you to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can find the book and unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well.
Yeah, I just want.